Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Me'ila Daftes, Me'ila 9a, pagination is 17. We'll start on the third of the wide lines, Masnisin Etenu Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to focus on Ola, the Karban Olas Ha'of, the bird Ola, as well as the Olas Behema, that is simply described as Ha'ola, the Karban Ola. In the previous session, at the start of the second parak of Me'ilah, we discussed Chatas Ha'of, and the Chatas is unique that once the blood is brought on the Mizbeach, in the words of the Mishnah, Huza Dama, sprinkled on the Mizbeach, so there's a transition in its status. And even though it started as Kodesh Kodashim, where Me'ila would apply, but at that point, the meat becomes available to the Kohanim, and the Me'ila is removed. In the case of the Ola, we're dealing with a different game plan, because none of the meat becomes permitted to the Kohanim. It's all meant to be brought on the Mizbeach. And therefore, although similar, but the rule is going to be different. Ola sa'of mo'alinba mishehuktesha. The bird Ola has me'ila applied to it from the time that it's designated. Nimlika, once malika is done, huchshara lipasa b'tevul yom v'mechusa kipurim uvelina, it's possible for it to become tamei, and lina will apply because now it's a dead bird, and someone not totally ritually pure could end up invalidating it through contact. Mitza dama, once the blood is brought on the mizbeach, chayavan alav misham pigul, nosar vitame. The rules of pigul, for example, will apply because now it would have been kosher in all its regards, except for the fact that the wrong kavana, the wrong intent took place, and that's when pigul would apply. Umoalinba and me'ila remains. Achateitse leves hadeshen, until it's taken out, until the ash from the top of the mizbeach is taken out to the place outside the Beis HaMikdash where they would bring it. Now, the process with the ash, which is really the focus over here, to let you know that there's still me'ila, is that the ash would be brought to the middle of the mizbeach. It's called the tapuach, the mound. And every morning, as described in Parshas Tzav, there's a haramas hadeshen, and some of the ash is taken off, a token amount, it's tithed. And that remains in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the rest, periodically, was carried out of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah, at its basic read, is that it remains Me'ila, even all the way to the time that the ash is being dealt with. Let's skip two lines and continue with the animal Ola. Ha'ola mo'alimba mishuhuktasha. The Ola has me'ila from the time it became kadosh. Nishchata, once it's shecht, huchshira lipasa b'tevul yom v'mechusa b'kipurim uvelina, the ritual impurity could apply to it because now it's a dead animal. Mishenizrak dama, from the time of the blood being brought on the mizbeach, hayaven ala mishem pigul nosa v'tame, at that point it would be a kosher karban except for the pigul intent. So that's when pigul applies. Ve'in mo'alim ba'oros, the hides do not have me'ila because that is indeed given to the Kohanim. Ava mo'alim bibasar achateitse leves hadeshen. But there's still me'ila on the flesh, for example, until it reaches the Beis HaDeshen, the place of the ash. Skipping to the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom, Itmar we learned, Hanene me'efer tapuach shalgabi amizbeach, a person who benefits from the ash of that mound, that apple, so to speak, on top of the mizbeach, you benefit from the ash. Rav amar ein mo'alin bo. Rav says there's no me'ila. Rav Yochanan omar mo'alin bo. And Rav Yochanan says there's still me'ila. Lefnei terumas hadesh, and the Gemara says kuli amalo pligi de mo'alin bo. Everybody agrees that before the daily tithe, there's me'ila because it's not yet completed in terms of its service. But after the daily tithe, that's where the machlokes exists. Rav amar ein mo'alin bo. Rav says there's no me'ila. Hare nasas mitnasa mitzvaso. The mitzvah was completed. Rav Yochanan amar, Rav Yochanan says, kema dechsiv, this is pasuk that tells us, v'lovash hakoy midovad. There's a special procedure to be done to remove the ash, kevin tzarich lebig day kuhuna. It requires big day kuhuna bekedusha se koi. So apparently, it's still with its kedusha. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, mo'alin bohen achateitze leves hadeshen kasha lerav. It says that it's going to have me'ila until it'll be brought to the Beis Hadeshen, outside the Beis Hamikdash. So Rav, who says that the Me'ila goes off earlier, doesn't seem to be in sync with the Mishnah. Amalach Rav, Rav would tell you, Achatira Leves Hadeshen, it's only required once it is fitting to go to the Beis Hadeshen. That means that the daily Harama was done, but according to Rav, it was not necessarily moved from the top of the Mizbeach. It's already completed, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that the full mitzvah has not yet been done. The Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila Beis Yudalid writes, Deshen ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon, the ash of the outer mizbeach, ben kodem ha-roma sa-deshen ben achar ha-roma, whether it's before the daily tithing or after the daily tithing, as long as it's still on the mizbeach ha-chitzon, is mo'alin bo, is still going to have me'ila. The Rambam in Tmidim Musafim Beis Tesvav has a fascinating wording. Afal pish ena tzu'asa luchot avoda, even though taking the ash out is not considered avoda, ein ba'alimumim motziyim oso, a person, a kohen with a blemish, is not allowed to take it out. Uchoshim motziyim oso luchot sa'ir, when they do take it out, manichemo, so they put it down in a special, respectful way, for osur li hanospo, and it's forbidden to have hana'a from it, and that's even though the daily harama was done, the concept of me'ila still applies. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.